Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market gave us a classic fakeout today. New all-time highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ right out of the gate. But they just couldn't hold it.
Yeah, that opening strength vanished pretty quickly. It felt like a broad retreat, with the Dow Jones actually underperforming and staying negative for the week. Where was the pain today?
The pain was widespread. We saw the widest losses in materials, industrials, and energy, all down over 1%. It was a risk-off feel for sure.
That's interesting, because gold and crude oil also took a hit. Gold especially had a massive pullback, down over 2%. So it wasn't a typical flight to safety in commodities.
Exactly. And the weakness in industrials had a specific catalyst. China announced its tightening export restrictions on rare earth materials. That news sent the aerospace and defense ETF down almost 2%. It's a direct hit to those defense names.
So a sea of red. Was anything working at all?
Just one sector finished in the green. Consumer staples. It was the defensive bastion for the day. We saw some great individual performances there. Costco popped 3% after reporting a solid 6% jump in comparable sales for September.
PepsiCo also had a strong showing, right?
It did. PepsiCo beat on earnings and the stock jumped over 4%. And Kenvue, which has been beaten down, had a huge rebound, up almost 5%. So the money was definitely hiding out in those defensive name brand staples.
Got it. So if staples were the only green sector, how did the NASDAQ manage to close down just a fraction of a percent? It seems like there's a disconnect there.
That is the story of the day. It was a tale of two markets. While the broader market was selling off, the mega cap tech names came to the rescue late in the session. We saw a late day surge in buying.
The usual suspects?
The very same. Meta and Amazon both closed up nicely. And Nvidia had a strong day, helped by a price target raise. Oracle was also strong. This handful of giants basically held the tech sector and the NASDAQ near the flat line, even as most other stocks were falling.
So we have strong generals but weak troops. The market breadth sounds terrible, even if the indices look okay on the surface.
That's a perfect way to put it. Our internal metrics confirm that. We're seeing more stocks selling off than buying, and the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average is bearish. It's a very narrow leadership rally, which makes me cautiously bullish, but the emphasis is on cautiously.
Speaking of caution, I saw a concerning report from AZZ Inc. What's the story there?
Ah, yes. AZZ is a company that provides metal coating services, so it gives us an early read on the manufacturing sector. And the read wasn't good. They missed on earnings for the first time in 2 years.
What part of their business was weak?
Their Precoat Metals division saw sales decline because of soft demand in construction, HVAC, and appliances. While they reaffirmed their long-term guidance, this miss is a yellow flag. It could be a canary in the coal mine, warning of broader industrial headwinds as we head into earnings season.
Okay, so we have a tricky setup, a narrow, tech-led market with potential weakness brewing under the surface in the industrial economy. How do we prepare for tomorrow?
We focus on what's working. The key is to follow the strength. We saw several stocks, particularly in tech and biotech, stage powerful breakouts into the close on heavy volume. That's a classic sign of potential continuation for the next 1 to 3 days.
Give me a name that stands out.
RGTI is a perfect example. It ripped higher in the final hour and closed right near its high for the day. For tomorrow, the plan is to watch the support zone between 46.10 and 46.30 on any morning weakness. If that level holds, we could see a push through today's high toward 48.50.
I see. And what about a larger cap name for those who want less volatility?
Look at Palantir, PLTR. It also had a constructive close in the upper third of its daily range. The key level to watch there is 185. If it holds that support, the next target is resistance around 187.70. A break above that with volume could send it toward 190.
So the strategy is to buy the dip in the names that are already showing exceptional strength.
Precisely. Be selective. Don't fight the tape. Avoid the weaker areas like energy and some of the consumer names showing distribution. Stick with the tech and semiconductor infrastructure plays that are leading this market.
Finally, what are the big picture index levels we need to watch?
For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the key support is right around $670. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF, QQQ, it's $610. If we see the market break below those levels, the bears could gain the upper hand. But as long as we hold above them, this dip-buying mentality in the big tech names is likely to continue.
Excellent. So be nimble, focus on the leaders, and use those key levels as your guide. A trader's market indeed. That's all the time we have. Good luck and trade smart.